welcome to the Grand Cast, episode number 5, with my guest, Tom Hunt. Today is Friday, February 10th, 2017. It's 6:47 in the evening. Thank you very much for being here tonight, Tom.
You're welcome.
It's good to talk? You're allowed to talk.
Okay.
I don't know if you're good, but...
Oh.
I won't admonish you.
Oh.
I've been looking forward to this.
I have to.
I have a good itinerary here, I think.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Awesome. So, for people that haven't listened to the Grand Cast before, I'm going to go over a revised mission statement and goal list. This is I kind of want to say evolutionary podcast, but it's not about, I don't know if that's the right way to describe it. It's a podcast that's going to change over time. So the mission statement is: the purpose of the Grand Cast is to explore the comedy scene, specifically improv in Grand Rapids, Michigan, as it exists in 2017 through a series of conversations. I removed one-on-one because I feel like that's restrictive and unnecessary. And at some point, I might want to have two guests on. In the same show. At the same time, maybe.
That's risky. But I don't know. I've done 0 podcasts. You've done 4, so.
This is your very first one?
Yeah. I've been practicing in the bathroom and in the shower a little bit. I've been being like, well, Chris, well, when you put it like that, Chris, oh, Chris, stuff like that. Yes, I've prepared answers.
And oh.
Yes, I have some questions for you.
Oh.
And yes, I have one rule to add onto the mission statement. This goes out to everyone everywhere. Never tell me what to do.
That can be part of your mission statement.
Okay. Tom's mission statement. Don't tell me what to do.
That's a good mission.
I mean, unless you really want to, then I'll consider
it. I'll take it into consideration.
Yeah.
All right. This chair's going to squeak. It's too bad. I need to figure that out.
WD-40?
I got some wood glue. WD-40?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any of that.
I had a squeaky office chair this week. It leans back and it's real nice, except it goes, you know, you come forward. It's
squeaky,
like,
squeaky.
Yeah. So I had to search around the office. Oh, shit. Search around the office for... some WD-40, and it worked great, but it's like smelly, really smelly.
Do you get high off WD-40? Is that something that people sniff?
It's like, it's just headachey and like painful. Uh-oh. Yeah.
People apparently sniff compressed air, like canned air.
Like duster?
Yeah, like duster. Like, it says on the can now that they add like a bittering agent so that people can't kill their brains with compressed air stuff. Like, what?
It's just air, right?
I apparently not.
Not anymore.
Whatever. I don't know.
Government regulations.
Thanks, Obama.
That was probably directly his idea. So, yeah.
All right. So, the revised goal list... Number 1, to post 1 new episode weekly in audio format. I didn't want to restrict myself to recording 1 episode per week, because that seems unrealistic. Maybe some weeks I'll record 2 or 3 episodes and only post 1 per week.
Yeah, and then take a week off, but no one else will. Well, now they'll know.
I shouldn't have told everybody.
It's okay.
Well, I'll have to edit that out.
In post,
yeah. The second and final goal, because there's only 2 now, is to make at least 1 person's day better through the creation of quality content.
I think we can do that today.
I hope so. I need to be able to check this box next to my goal, otherwise I will sleep restlessly tonight.
God. Can I go and do a little mini tangent? Or is there more of a structure?
This is a semi-improvisational podcast, so whatever makes you happy, Tom.
Well, you've awoken an issue I've been having all week.
Were you triggered?
Not yet. I'm too tired to be triggered. Oh. I've been waking up every night, like right around 3:15. Actually, whenever I look at my and there's no alarm, but I just look at my phone. I'm like, fuck, it's 3:15 again.
A.M.
Yeah. And then I, you know, once I'm awake, I can't really go back to sleep. And then I'm just like mad at, you know, the night. I want to yell at God or what? I want to yell into the darkness, but Erica's next to me and can't yell. I probably
do. Make the hand motion for the listening audience. He just shook his fist
at God.
Yeah, or whoever, the void.
Yeah, whatever's out there, whatever's not out there.
Flying spaghetti monster. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, that guy always sounded pretty tasty to me.
It's a good thing he can fly; otherwise, he would not have lasted. He wouldn't
stand a chance in my house.
First of the fallen gods.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been like hella tired. Even today, I called in when like I kind of woke up from being mad and stuff when the light was coming up, and I called my office. I said, "I'm coming in a few hours late. I need to try and get some sleep." So,
did you?
No, because we have a stompy upstairs neighbor, and she walks with her heels.
Why?
Boom, boom. I don't know.
She's never had an upstairs neighbor, probably.
Must not have.
Yeah.
Because when I'm living on the second floor ever, I'm gonna be tiptoeing around, or I'll just like lay on the ground and drag myself from room to room.
So that you out of a consideration, weird scraping noise, like you're dragging bodies around or something.
Oh yeah, I'll take off my belt, I guess, so the scraping doesn't disturb my neighbors.
Did you ever? There's, I forget what it was. Something on the internet. There is a couple who had downstairs neighbors that were annoying them for whatever reason, so they decided to get revenge by making like the weirdest noises possible. Oh, like what? If you heard this noise coming through your ceiling, you would be like, "What are they doing?" Like things with bowling balls and rakes and.
Do you think that might be my upstairs neighbors who did that?
They're just trolling you.
Yeah, I didn't even do anything to that. Hmm. You know, there might have been some laundry room drama.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Because our laundry's in the basement. And it's really creepy and spooky down there.
Are there spiders?
Yeah, there's not so much in the winter, actually. And I really go in and out as fast as I can to avoid spooky situations.
Do spiders hibernate?
I'm not a spider doctor or scientist. I assume they never sleep and they, you know, will never die unless you kill them by force. But they're disgusting. And I know they're necessary because mosquitoes are worse.
The worst.
Yeah. And I noticed you have some plants all around here.
Yeah, I've got quite a few varieties of basil, some spider plants, some rosemary.
Back up. Spider plants?
Spider plants.
Are you saying there could
two
be
two varieties, actually.
It's a style of plant. It's not actually...
Yeah, it's the... I was going to say the green one, but they're all kind of green.
The green one.
It's the closest one there with all the long, skinny leaves.
Okay.
And then it's not home to
any spiders, is it?
Tiny ones. Like lots and lots of tiny ones.
That's disgusting. Sorry.
It's all right.
I don't want to, you know, come into your home and tell you it's disgusting, but if there are spiders, then...
You're intolerant of other species. That's perfectly normal for...
I'll admit it. I'm not ashamed to... Some things don't deserve to be alive. Mosquitoes.
Okay.
And I know that contradicts my point about spiders. I'm very tired, Chris.
I think we should move on to maybe an interview question before we cross a bridge that can't come back from. All right. So, first interview question. What beefs would you like to squash? I understand that you have a number of beefs with possibly previous episodes or previous guests or me. I don't know.
I'd never have beef with you, Chris.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
I have beefless with you also.
Beefless. Wow.
Can we fist bump?
There we go. I don't know if the mic would pick that up. It sounded something like this. Beefs that I want to squash, not necessarily beefs that I want made known to the public. Absolutely.
You'd like to air your beefs?
Yeah. Cameron Burwald recently said that It's Always Sunny wasn't a great show. And if you, God, it just made me mad. And if you follow, if you like look at my Facebook, I pretty much just self-promote and shit post It's Always Sunny memes and pictures. I don't like to get political or like talk about anything real. I like to do that in real life or just bury it, you know.
Yeah, you don't want a written record of that.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want people screenshotting.
Not in Trump's America.
Yeah.
Ugh. That can come back.
That guy. I had another beef, too. Oh, yeah. But that was with Mike Nichols, and we did squash that.
Oh.
Because I posted on your Facebook wall. I said, I've got a bone to pick.
He responded to you, finally?
He texted me, and I think he thought it was, like, actual beef. he's like, what did it mean? What do you want to talk? Do you want to talk? That's what I thought it was. But he's like, hey, just texting you. I never had your number. And now I have it from Josh Heller. And I said, I've got it. He said eggs easy over on your podcast.
He did.
Yeah. Mm. And he said it twice. And it really threw me for a loop. And I'm sorry, Mike, but it's, I've gone my whole life ordering eggs over easy.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you. I don't know if it's a regional thing, but I thought.
I'm more of an over medium guy, but sure.
Yeah. Oh, not too runny. If you put it on some toast, the toast will absorb the yolk.
Yeah, but I like the runny yolk. But if I'm ordering from a restaurant, I want to err on the side of caution because raw eggs can be.
You can't trust anybody but yourself. That's good advice.
Maybe, yeah, that says a lot about myself, I guess.
Mm. I'm the same way. I don't trust anybody.
Barely trust myself. With food preparation.
Yeah.
I thought you said that wasn't going to go off.
I said I wouldn't take any calls.
You did. That's fair. Okay.
That's fine. We can pretend it's your pipes over there.
That was my remote-controlled butt plug that just activated. Sorry about the buzzing noise.
It's a limited edition.
It's Zelda-themed.
Oh, my God.
You can get that if you want to.
No, do you want me to just like put it on a cushioned chair so it doesn't be all loud?
You want a pillow for it?
Kind of.
His pillow's on the sofa. Actually, I saw Mike Nichols last night. I went with Tom Mayer to see the play Love and Semiotics, which was very, very good. That was Kimmy's play at Dog Story Theater. Very enjoyable.
Was it?
A lot of deep, like, kind of science fiction, fantasy themes.
Oh,
and,
that's
like,
cool.
Time, I don't know. Yeah, I guess time travel and, like, the concept of space-time and very interesting.
That's awesome. I love the things they put on there. And
yeah.
I wanted to see that one because this is Lake Effect Fringe Festival going on.
Yes.
Is that what that is? I remember first coming to Common stuff and they were talking about it last winter. I was like, what the hell is going on? Fringe Festival. But I'm bummed I couldn't see it. I had other plans. And I got invited this week.
It only ran for 2 days, so that was tough.
Okay. I know there was a bed involved.
There was. That was the primary set piece.
I'm not living under rocks. I know there was a bed involved.
And there were Beanie Babies.
I didn't know that.
Mm. Maybe that was... Oh, spoiler? Sorry. Spoiler alert.
Shit.
You might want to move the mic a little closer.
Did you ever...
I have a big bag of Beanie Babies in my closet.
You do?
House. Oh, yeah.
Do they still have the tags on them?
Of course.
Okay. Mm.
The good ones have tag protectors, even. Because they're coming back.
Any day now.
Yep. It's a pack of gold just sitting there.
Did you have a favorite?
Favorite?
Hmm. Yeah.
No, it was mostly like greedy consumption and hoarding.
We had Beanie legitimate Baby Wars. Passion. We'd like bring out the tub and, you know, take your favorite ones and you just like whip them at each other from across the room. Best one, most aerodynamic one, was not the duck. I think there was a duck in there.
Oh.
With like green wings. Or a mallard.
Mallard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. That was cool looking.
A boy duck.
Did you just assume its gender?
No, that's a loaded question. I don't...
All right. Next interview question. Oh, is there any more beefs that you'd like to air?
Any more beefs? Dealt with Cameron and the Always Sunny, Mike and the eggs, Mike's eggs. You know what? They'll come out as I think of them.
Okay. We can come back.
Yeah. I have a lot to sift through in my head on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And then the next question, what is New York?
To me, Tom, or?
However you would like to interpret the question, it's up to you.
New York is a great city. I've been there personally twice in my life. I know you're probably asking this because of the Tony Pepperoni character.
Maybe.
Something tells me.
There's a lot of bait in these questions.
I figured. Tony is a passionate guy. And he loves his city. And he won't hear anybody talk any nonsense about it. Tom, though, I don't know. I like Chicago better. Sorry.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. It's more accessible.
And Cam will be there soon.
That's true. Can check in on him from time to time.
Keep an eye on him. All right, what is your favorite form of comedy to perform and also to watch separately?
To perform? I've never really done it until this past year. It's just like doing characters. And because you can say anything as long as you're playing another character. You can be another person or a thing. Like what I was doing with Zach Sherporn, we were doing the Flavor Twins.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Tom Hunt would never whip a Pop-Tart at another human being.
That's what I like about you.
But thank you.
One of your great characteristics. Yeah,
that's one of the things I might put on my tombstone. I would never whip a Pop-Tart at you. But Frankie or Freddy, I forget which one, Frankie Flavor would absolutely in a heartbeat do it if they felt that was the best way to deliver flavor. So I like being characters because I don't have to be Tom. I can be whatever I think the other thing would be. Yeah.
It gets you out of the artificial constraints that you put on your own self.
Yeah.
It's liberating.
It is, and it feels good to do it, and mostly I like to make people laugh, and...
You're very good at that.
Thank you. I try, and then sometimes I get tired. I don't know if you noticed this past Monday, I didn't jump in too much. I don't know, Mondays are sometimes killers.
They are.
Yeah.
I have to get up extra early on Mondays. We have a meeting before the day starts. Oh, God. Only on Mondays.
It's what better time than the very beginning of the week,
right?
Oh, and to watch.
Yes.
I like really clever, like one-person shows. Like a Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham's so good.
Yeah.
Have you listened to his "You Made It Weird"?
No.
Episodes.
No.
They're very good.
Okay.
I watched number 2 and number 3. I haven't watched number... Or not watched. Listened to. I consumed number 2. I shouldn't say I consumed number 2. That's...
No?
Mm-mm. Poop.
You consume poopy?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That could be taken out of context. People take these little clips out of context and...
And it sticks with you forever.
And it's all over CNN and...
This could be... This... Your baby, this podcast could be twisted into fake news and that's disgusting to me. And I hope you don't edit things that I say.
There is actually specific questions designed to elicit an answer that I can take out of context.
Oh, that's fine. I'll play ball.
Bo Burnham. Did you watch Zach Stone is Going to Be Famous?
No. What am I missing? Why am I missing out on these things?
It was a one season MTV series.
Okay.
But very funny.
Recent or?
A few years ago.
Okay. Can you give me a list of these things that I need to check out at the end of this all?
I can write. Well, you have a pen, pencil and paper right there.
How do I write good?
Not your note taker.
Lay it on me.
Zach Stone is going to be famous.
with an H or a CK or a CH? Is that Google will fill it in for me.
Z-A-C-H, I think. Maybe like Z-A-A-K. No.
Like aardvark. Gonna be...
That's a good word.
A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. From Arnold.
From Hey Arnold?
No. That was, Move It Football Head.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Terrible ratings he's getting lately.
Oh.
So I hear.
The worst.
Yeah, that's what the leader of the free world is telling us, so why wouldn't I believe that?
Oh, jeez.
Is there another thing, a podcast I was supposed to write down?
The You Made It Weird episodes with weird. Bo Burnham were quite enlightening. He's very well-spoken and thoughtful for a younger person.
He is. And when I was skinnier, I looked kind of like him. So I've got this like link to him.
Yeah. You're pretty tall too.
He's tall?
I think so.
That's great news. I'm going to write that down too. Bo Burnham is tall. In case I ever need to know that fact. Did you ever see him on Parks and Rec when he was the country singer? He was just like in it for 2 minutes, I think. They were putting together a festival and they're like, we can get this country singer to perform for us.
I've only watched that show once and I don't recall that. Yeah.
Well, that's a good show. His dad's his manager. He's like, get me some fucking hot dogs on a plate or something like that. And he like throws it against the wall. I like also watching people throw tantrums that I know aren't real, but I love watching like Dennis from Always Sunny. He just like, when he and Mac moved to the suburbs, he like takes a plate of macaroni because Mac makes macaroni every night. He slams it against the wall and just looks at him.
He is such a sociopath.
Oh, I know. He's such a great portrayal.
Yeah. Those characters, they're such horrible people, but they're such strongly portrayed characters. And
I know. And I think it fell off a little at season 9, but like, since then, it's like, and I haven't watched the most current one, so don't spoil it for me if you've seen them.
Oh, I have. Well, I haven't watched this
season 12.
Is it?
They're on 12. Netflix has season 11. So keep that in mind, I guess, if you need to.
Noted.
Let the record show he mentally noted that. He didn't physically note it. He's not writing.
I'm not going to write that down. What is your favorite restaurant in Grand Rapids?
Brewery Vivant.
Good choice.
Yeah, hands down.
Very consistently awesome.
Yeah.
And a rotating menu, so always new stuff to try.
And it's close, and it's a little pricey.
It is. It's like, a special place.
Yeah, you can't go there every night.
Some people can.
Some people. The East Town 1%ers can go, probably.
The 1%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The haves, I believe they're called.
Yeah, what are they? The old money. The old money havers. I think that's what the haves is short for. Old money havers, and they just took have out of it and kept that. I think. And then I'm in the have nots, which is, you know, taken from.
The 99%.
Does not have money.
The proletariats, yeah.
Which should really unify and rise and seize the means of production.
You would think so.
Yeah, there's no capital without labor, and it's... I love communism. We can come back to that if you want.
That sounds like an entire podcast episode.
And I'd love to return and talk about the tenets of communism and the benefits.
We could spin it off into a series.
You got Leninism, you got Maoism, you got Stalinism, Trotskyism. Then they're all, and they're all different in their own way, and
they're all right.
They're all right. Mao, well,
left technically.
German, but... Mao, and I can't believe I'm gonna say this on the record. I'll probably be banned from China if I say this, but he was kind of an idiot.
Ooh. I'll edit that out for you.
Thank you. But I want to tell you why. I don't want you to just think I have no reason.
Okay.
There were pests eating the crops.
Like rodents or like locusts?
Rodents, locusts. And he saw sparrows attacking them, eating them too, or eating around them. But the sparrows were actually just eating the locusts. So he had ordered all the sparrows in China to be killed. And therefore famine, therefore 20 to 45 million people dead. And I know that's a weird range, but they also deleted a lot of documents.
A lot of emails.
Yeah. God, take note, Hillary. We still don't know how many people Mao killed. On accident, though. He had good intentions. He was just an idiot. The
best of intentions, I think.
He wasn't being sneaky. He was just being an idiot.
There's some quote about the best of intentions. I don't remember what it is.
Best intentions are of mice and men have wrathful grapes. Put that one on my tombstone, too.
That was it. You're going to need like a really tall tombstone or a really small font, I guess.
I plan to be able to afford it by then.
Like laser etching, something like that.
I saw a lady had, and it was really sad, she had kind of a three-tier, like a triptych tombstone that she had kept adding on events from her life.
Oh.
And she had like 5 divorces on there.
Ooh.
I know, she's like divorced. And she's still alive and she was adding her accomplishments. Like, I got named in this magazine. So they're not that great of accomplishments because anyone, like... I'm pretty sure Hitler wasn't named in a few magazines, and I'm not calling this lady Hitler or anything, but yeah. And she was currently single, last I checked, on the tombstone etchings.
But was there an end date, or was it still to be continued?
I don't remember, and I don't want to talk about things that I can't back up with truth and fact.
It's a good policy.
Yeah.
All right, what is your favorite bar in Grand Rapids?
Bar.
Non-brewery bar.
Probably the Pyramid Scheme. And I don't go out that much. I like Mulligan's too. It's really close to my house, like a block away now, but...
Don't give out too specific of a geographical location, because lot of my listeners are...
Murderers?
Fanatics?
Okay.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
I live exactly 69 blocks from Mulligan's.
That's a good number of blocks.
Yeah. And a place I haven't been in a long time, but I really enjoyed was the Easttown Sports Grill or Sports Bar.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed my time there.
It was probably pool. like a moment type of thing.
It was probably the group of people I went with.
Yeah.
Not the place.
No.
Do you want to go there sometime?
With you?
Yeah.
I would go anywhere with you, Tom.
Easttown Sports Bar.
All right. Tonight?
Let's put a pin on that. Let's rain check on that.
Next question. What is your favorite... Oh, this says, what is your favorite brewery? That I need to cross one of those out.
Vivant Vivant.
What's your favorite brewery that's not Brewery Vivant?
Ooh, I really like, what do I get excited about? I really like Bell's because Eric and I go down to Kalamazoo area from time to time and we'll go to Bell's here and there, and Two Hearted is like a staple of my diet pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What percentage of your yearly caloric intake is Two Hearted, do you think?
69. If I had to guess, though, 69.
You might have a drinking problem.
It's a solution to... No,
it's... Chemically, it's a solution, right? I don't know.
What is the other...
I hear that, but I'm not a scientist, so...
I'm not a scientist either, Chris. I don't claim to be, but I'd say, statistically... 69% every time, no matter what the question is. But I'd say
Bells. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
What beer are we drinking here?
Yes, I brought you some Latitude 42 as tribute.
I prefer the number 42 to 69 in most cases.
Oh, Hitchhiker's Ref?
Yeah.
Sick.
Nice pickup. Can we fist bump for the reference? Yeah. Right. That was a stretch.
Yeah, I know.
This is a workout and a podcast.
Christina, reach.
Oh.
Reachy.
Oh. All right.
So this is called Party at the Moon Tower. It's a double IPA. And the reason I brought this for you was because Hop Slam was too expensive. And this wasn't. But they still have the same greenish hue.
They do.
And the designs are just absolutely wacky.
That is a beautiful can.
Yeah. This like is like has potential to go up. Because I have a few bottles and cans in my Tom room. I have a Tom room. I think you've seen it. Maybe.
I think so. Like, that's like just off the kitchen.
Yeah. I keep my machetes in there.
Licensed machetes.
Absolutely legal
yep.
machetes. And
unsoiled by human flesh.
Yeah. I chopped a coconut with one of them once, but otherwise they're just pretty much decorative talking pieces. Unless someone tries to tell me what to do. Do you want to clank this glass to have the first sip? Did you already have a sip?
I've sipped a few times.
Well,
sorry. I thought. Oh. I'm always worried that I'm going to break a glass when I cheers like that. I know it's irrational, but
we all have irrational fears.
Some more than others.
Do you have a fear that's more irrational than others? Like, one that you're like, I know this is silly, but...
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Let me think. An irrational fear... Probably that I would get a girl pregnant even if I used a condom. I know they're like 99%
effective. There's that 1%, though.
There is.
It could always happen.
It could happen.
It could, and then there's an even bigger chance that a girl could be, you know, like, a terrible person and, like,
force you to
save the condom. Although, scientifically, you know what, that wouldn't hold up, and I'll claim knowledge here. Semen needs to be flash frozen if you want to preserve it, so you can't just keep a condom for a few weeks, and if you get mad at the guy, just pop. I don't know if that's how they do it. I saw a girl on Twitter who like had a collection of like 40 condoms full, and she's like, if any of these guys like trip up on me, I got them hooked for 18 years.
Wow.
So,
but I guess I have a new irrational fear to have now.
Yeah. Well, unless she does it like if you like piss her off like immediately after the deed is done, because I think if you just traditionally pop it in your freezer here and unfreeze it, the little tails get bent and broken, and they're just like, they're no good.
Oh.
They're bunk.
So, that's reassuring.
You're welcome. You're welcome. My irrational fears.
You have introduced and then, I want to say, assuaged? I don't know the right word.
Assuaged?
You introduced and then assuaged a new fear for me. So,
thank you're you welcome, for and I'm
expanding
sorry.
My horizons.
Yeah. Anytime.
This next question, I didn't fully form it. It just says tattoos.
Okay. Tattoos? My response is tattoos. I have 3. Technically, I got the ones on my arms done. Do you want to see them?
He's unbuttoning his shirt. Sleeve. His shirt sleeve.
Okay.
His right shirt sleeve.
There you go. And
now he's unbuttoning his left shirt sleeve.
Ooh, yeah. And it looks good. Slow. I'm wearing denim right now. I'm wearing my denim. So these are, you know, kind of symmetrical.
It's almost like a bracket, but the tips are in opposite directions.
They are. They're called F-holes.
Excuse me?
You heard me. They're called F-holes. You'll traditionally find them on a cello or a violin or like a hollow-bodied guitar, which is where I traced these from. And I got them...
Because of the name?
Because, first and foremost, F-holes, you know. That's the best thing to say to a new person when you're meeting, hey...
You want to see my F-holes?
You want to check out my F-holes real quick?
You can touch them.
And then I slowly unbutton my denim.
Oh, boy.
But I traced these off the first guitar I bought. And then I sold my textbooks back after my first semester at Grand Valley. And I paid for these tattoos. And then I kept them hidden from my parents for about probably a year, almost a year.
Hmm.
And they should have caught on sooner. I was wearing like flannels to family reunions in the summer, and it was like sweltering hot out. And they're like, he's just into weird fashion, I guess. But I worked at a pizza place in our town in Ada. Not in Ada, 69 miles away from Ada. And they, a neighbor came in, and I used to babysit for his family. And he's like, Tommy, whoa, nice ink. I was like, yeah, they're my Effles. I didn't say that to him. But I was like, oh, yeah, please don't say anything to my mommy. And then I think it must have been, I just know that's how the beans got spilled. Mm. And I don't know the amount of time it took until one morning my mom burst into my room. She's like, show me your arms.
Ooh.
And I was like, why? I don't, why? No. She's like, show me your arms. I'm like, it was like 6 a.m. I was like, oh. And she's like, oh. And then she stormed out and didn't talk to me for a few days. But it felt like a big weight off my shoulders because, you know, it was sinful. You're desecrating the temple that's your body. You're straying further and further away from God's light. And
can no longer be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Yeah, which was a big life plan. It was in my parents' life plan for me, even though they were, you know, like Christian Reformed or whatever, non-denominational, but like this one's going to a Jewish graveyard.
You can dream.
I can. And maybe they'll come around on the rules.
Mm.
No?
No. Sorry.
All right.
On behalf of all Jewish people, sorry.
Oh, you're welcome. Or I forgive you. It's okay.
Thank you. I'm not Jewish.
Oh. Do you just you speak for them and...
I'm an elected representative.
I do have one more.
Oh.
Yeah, my thigh. I'm not going to pull down my pants for you.
Mm.
Sorry.
Well, this episode of the Grandcast has reached its conclusion. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Pants are coming off.
Whoa.
It's an elephant head. I know. It's like huge. Do you really want to see it? Okay, I'll describe it to you.
Yes, thank you.
It's an elephant's head, and I got it in Thailand last year. No, a little over a year ago. And I could have gotten it done with the bamboo sticks where they tap it. But I was like, no, give me the machine. It's 2017, and it's sanitary. And it's, you know, I'm not spiritual about it or anything. It's just cool. But I got it. And then the day after, we had to get on this riverboat through the jungle to get to Laos. And so I had to keep it like, you know, so my shorts weren't sticking to it. I had to pull them up. So I was like exposing my pale thigh to the world. And, but I also had to keep it out of the sun. So I was like hovering my hand above it to make shade. And then also like pulling out this cream they gave me and rubbing it in every few hours so it wouldn't dry out. And it was very like arduous process, especially when you're on this like shitty boat going through the middle of the jungle in Laos. And so that was weird. But I got over it. Eventually it was started to heal up nicely and I could put my shorts down. Though I feel like everyone thought I was like showing off, like,
look at what I got over here.
I got a tattoo on my it's not a euphemism, the trunk. A lot of people ask,
is it to scale?
I actually don't know. I never thought about it like that.
Mm.
Sorry. So, tattoos.
That's all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This isn't even a question. It just says, let's talk about privilege.
Oh.
It's kind of heavy, but...
Yeah, I think I have a lot of privilege.
Yeah, we both went to the same high school.
Yes.
I think 10 years apart? What
10 years.
Year were you?
I was 08.
Oh, 6 years. I was 02.
Oh, that's not... I mean, we never had crossed paths, I don't think.
No.
But...
And the school district is in the suburbs. It's like
nationally
where
ranked.
Yeah.
And they get a lot of resources.
It's where the DeVoses and Van Andels live of Amway fame.
Yeah.
And
the Rangers, when I was there.
The Mighty, Mighty Rangers.
Yeah. It's the Mighty Forest Hills Rangers. They didn't morph in anything cool. They were just Rangers. They were terrible at football when I was there.
Yeah.
But, and I drove by it. I drive by it when I go to my parents' house, and it looks like a shopping mall now.
They've expanded a lot.
Yeah.
It's a very predominantly white school. I don't know if the demographics changed at all.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
In the 6 years. Or I guess it was only probably 3 years then in the gap from the time that I left to the time that
right,
you entered.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think in my graduating class, I think it was 330 people. There were, I think, 4 black kids and a handful of various
what have
Asian
you. Yeah.
area.
Yeah.
A lot of white people. True. Not a lot. Not very much cultural diversity. I think maybe like 3 Jewish kids that I can remember.
Oh, yeah. And I used to go to a lot of bar mitzvahs.
Yeah?
When I lived in Connecticut. Everyone was like Jewish and Italian.
Connecticut? When did you live in Connecticut?
Oh, God. From late 2000 until like 2003.
Okay.
Yeah. Very formative years.
Yeah.
And I did kind of prepare a bit on this, like on moving around the country at various stages of my life. If we can go there, is that a
problem? Absolutely. Okay. Well, I don't want to just like cut off
the privilege
destruction.
Okay, let's talk about,
because that would just be like, oh yeah, we come from privilege, but
yeah, like, we have.
I don't want it to be like that. I want it to be like how our perspective was formed as young people, and then seeing like the broader perspective of the world and how maybe the way that our formative years were is not very relatable, I guess, and kind of warped our perspectives on like how people grow up. Like, I never would have even thought that, like, the Grand Rapids public schools have like a, I forget what it is, like a 50% graduation rate from high school.
Yeah.
Like that, when I read that, yeah, it was mind blowing. Cause like Forest Hills is like 97% of the kids go to college.
Yeah.
Not just graduate, but go to college.
And even the doofuses there got through, which was wild. I was like, that idiot got into U of M. But yeah, you're right. Obviously, I didn't like dwell on it all the time growing up. And
even consider it. Like, it wasn't even like an idea in my mind that other people's experiences were that divergent from mine.
I remember we would go on like sort of, and it wasn't even a field trip. Because that's like you're going to a museum or something or a zoo. But like we would go sort of do this exchange program. Or like we would maybe once a quarter or semester. I don't remember if it was at Forest Hills or if it was at my school in Connecticut. But we would go to a lower tier school, a public school, and interact with the kids and like just hang out with them for the day. And I remember just thinking, I'm like, this lunch is shit and I don't like it. And but I never thought, like, it mostly was like, well, I get to go home at the end of today.
Yeah
So
it's really
pretty terrible.
Yeah It's weird to think that it's the same like public school system for the country, but it's divided up in a way that's so unbalanced and unfair, just based on like the area that you live in, the amount of resources that are available.
Yeah.
Like in elementary school, we had a full computer lab of like Macintosh computers. So like I could spend time
working
on a computer and doing like Lego Mindstorms. They had like a Lego Mindstorms program. So like starting to learn like how computer programming works and like motors and stuff. And those opportunities just don't exist in schools that don't have the funding.
They don't. They're like, the kids are getting like iPads now in some schools, and
yeah.
So I guess, I mean, we didn't have that privilege, at least, Chris.
That's
true. We had to carry heavy books. God, that's terrible. Our school could afford books. How terrible. But yeah, there were like a bunch of, I don't know if you were in extracurriculars or anything. Like, Forest Hills band program was like incredible. I was in that all 4 years.
Oh, nice. Marching band or orchestra?
Marching band, jazz band.
Jazz band.
Yeah.
That was trumpet?
Trombone.
Trombone.
Yeah.
You're one of the boners.
Yeah. Well, you know what the, I guess the father of the predecessor of the trombone was called the sack butt, which is just as good as trombone. It's just as ripe for comedy. Sack butt. Sack butt. But yeah, I played trombone, and I did 4 or 0 hour. Did you ever take a 0 hour class?
I think I did like 1 year. I'm pretty sure 1 year I did.
Okay.
And it was terrible. Goodness, was an hour early.
Yeah, I did it all 4 years. I think the first year I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're overachiever. No. Or achiever, I guess. Everyone
Look
else is
at me
underachieving.
Now. I was in a jazz lab band, like the basic jazz one, freshman year, sophomore year. I was in biology. I had to come in like 6:30 a.m. for biology. Junior year was like AP music theory, which we just pretty much watched Sweeney Todd and other musicals. And we did other exercises and stuff, but most of the people in that class were already could read music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then senior year, I did yoga. Yoga. Public schools don't have yoga.
They do in Forest Hills.
Yeah.
Was it hot yoga or just normal?
I mean, I'm sure for all the teenage boys, it was like pretty hot. They're like, whoa.
Yeah, that would be too awkward.
I was
awkward.
In the front row, though, so I didn't have to worry about.
Like, I would like to do yoga, but the two things I'm worried about are boners and farts.
Boners and farts. That's because Erica does hot yoga all the time at Funky Buddha on Lake Drive, 69 miles away from Lake Drive. And so I asked her a few weeks ago, I said, does anybody ever fart? Because that would ruin me. I would never show my face again.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, actually, I don't think so. And then she went a few days later and she came back. She's like, you know, someone let out a huge one. I was like, oh, God, am I like the fart caller? Do I summon? I don't know. I could be.
Maybe.
I know a lot about farts. They're disgusting.
Yeah. They're funny.
They are funny. They're funny in like inner city schools, too, I bet. I wouldn't know.
That's a universal human experience.
Yeah.
Is it passing a flatus?
Put a whoopee cushion under a substitute teacher's butt and anyone will laugh. Any religion or creed. Religion and creed are the same thing, I bet.
Creed. The band?
They're a religious band. Scott Stapp. Did you know he was a hella alcoholic?
No, I...
Oh, yeah. He was terrible.
Before Creed or like
probably during and after?
And...
No. Oh. I think during and after he got some like rock star to his head. Yeah.
His
I can't,
pants
you know
were
what?
Too tight.
I can't prove it. I can't prove
yeah,
that.
You're making these bold accusations.
I'm sorry.
Like, that's
I can't
slander.
Prove that.
Slandering a gifted musician.
A man of God.
One of America's heroes.
Ah, shit. I'm sorry, Scott Stapp, if you're listening to this very specific podcast. Related to Grand Rapids Improv.
He'll probably get a Google alert later. Like, what's going on?
I'm not an alcoholic. But he probably is.
I can stop anytime I want to. Do you feel like we covered the topic of privilege? And I just
kind
wanted
of, well,
to explain like where I'm coming from. Like,
yeah. And
why
I feel
maybe
I,
some of my worldviews are kind of skewed.
Yeah. And whenever people talk about like straight white male you know, you're terrible. Like, a lot of us, you know, you're raised, you don't know that you're terrible.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and I feel bad now.
Definitely.
And I also, you know, there were the three schools. I don't know if there was Eastern when you were around.
Nope.
Okay, there's Forestal, Central, Northern, and Eastern most recently. And then they, I heard
which
like
is my... more North than Northern.
Yeah, which that's weird. Mm. They don't, you know, they don't cover cardinal directions and schools.
The GPS is for.
Yeah. Math? Get a calculator, am I right? But they called them the three G's. There was like gifted, ghetto, and gated.
Really?
Yeah. That was like the thing that people said about them. Like Forest Hills was gifted. Forest Hills Northern was where all the kids went when they got caught selling Adderall and stuff. The ghetto one. Still a good school. I took a summer class there, a government class.
I took driver's ed there.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Right on. I took mine at the jungle.
Ooh.
Yeah, jungle survival training. I took mine 69 miles away from that specific instruction company.
Yep.
God.
And gated?
Gated was just like all those houses.
Really big.
Like deep Ada.
Like hidden away.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Skyvale?
No.
I won't tell you where it is because...
a secure, remote, undisclosed location.
Yeah. And we used to... our pizza shop used to deliver pizzas out there. So we had the code to get in. And, you know, we were in high school. And we'd go on Stony Cruises.
Is that off Knapp?
I think... it's 69 miles away from Knapp.
I think I might have dropped off an Uber passenger in there.
Recently?
Well, it was a gated community and there was a code. And it was like... you went kind of through a neighborhood and then you got to the gate. And then you went, like, through a forest, and, like, there was just these massive mansions, like, all spaced apart in the woods.
That might be it. I don't remember it being too woodsy.
Oh, but it was probably another one.
Yeah, not a shocker. But there was, like, this one we called, like, the scientist house, because it just, like, looked like square panels, and it's, like, silver and glass, and it's, like, up on the hill overlooking everything. And then there was the one we called the Patriot that looked very presidential and, like...
a plantation.
I mean, they had very beautiful gardens. Then there was the Aztec, which had like clay walls and the shingles on the roof that looked like the old El Paso taco boxes. They've got the red roof tiles on them.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking? You know the old El Paso brand?
I don't, but I know the style of the tile.
Tile style. That's the gated communities. And those kids go to Eastern, I think.
Ah.
Yeah. But they did it weird. They put the middle schoolers and the high schoolers together, and I don't think that's a great idea.
No.
But I'm not an educator. Well, I was an educator. But I'm not an administrator in education or anything.
That doesn't mean you can't have nationally influential opinions on the topic.
They're not necessarily valid. I think everyone should like take a history of ice cream class.
I would take that class.
I would too. Do you have a favorite flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Classic.
Yeah.
Mine fluctuates, so. Mm. Right now I'm thinking about cookie dough, so.
That's always a good one.
Yeah. Ask me tomorrow. It could be go back to peanut butter cup.
Moose tracks. There's a lot of flavors in that.
Yeah.
The bites are so inconsistent.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I used to like suckle out the, that's a weird way to, I used to suckle out the peanut butter cups, the little ones.
Mm.
And then you, like, put them back in, and then you keep eating the ice cream, and at the end you just have, like, a mountain of little peanut butter cups that have been, like, pre-suckled. I keep using that word. Yeah. So, privilege.
Yep.
That's...
it's a very hard thing to understand, especially when you lack perspective. Yeah. Like, if you were raised in an environment that's exclusively one thing...
mm-hmm.
It takes like years to kind of realize like where you're coming from as a person.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like never,
they don't realize it. That. Yeah. They're just in that environment forever and they don't even realize that
they're a little bubble.
Yeah. It's very weird. Mm-hmm. It's a weird area we live in.
We could link this to communism and why communism.
Yeah. I'll start distributing our
use a hammer
communist podcast to the youth of,
the bubble can only be popped with a hammer and sickle.
All right. Yeah, I think we've exhausted that topic sufficiently.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. What words do you feel would benefit from superfluous letter H's being added?
Because I spell my name with an H. I know it. I know why. You got me here. I tried to think of all the things you might ask me, and I didn't even see this one coming.
Oh, good.
Moths applesauce would be pretty gross. Or do you think, are you asking like what would be better if we added the H?
Just if they would benefit from it.
Oh,
and moths it could applesauce. Be a silent H too.
Okay.
Just like a stylistic thing.
Mm, yeah, for like branding. I'm thinking of T words. I gotta get off of T. Do you have any that you thought about?
When you grand, were... like GHRAND.
Oh, grand.
Yeah.
Grunt.
Grunt?
GRHUNT.
GRH. Okay, I went GHR, but.
Oh, G-R-H. Either way. Either way.
Yeah.
I'd throw another H in thorough.
That would help balance it out.
Yeah. Helvetica.
Double H?
One at the beginning, one at the end, so it's like a palindrome.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That's not a palindrome. Helvetica with an H at the end is not a palindrome.
That's close enough.
And I feel like I can squeeze one more out for you, Chris.
All right. We're already at almost an hour, so we're going to have to start powering through these.
I'd add another H to shit.
Do you have a time restriction?
If we could wrap up by 9. I'm sorry.
All right. It's already 8.
So. Is it? Oh, shit. Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's move. Let's,
all right.
Sorry.
Does silence make you uncomfortable?
Yeah. Unless... like any silence ever, any, or just because I don't. That was weird right now, wasn't it? That was kind of weird. It was weird for me. I guess I don't like silence. Oh, God, I got hot not talking there. Do you like silence? Oh, Jesus. Okay. I see what you're doing. I'm getting hot hands.
What's the food like in China, and what's the strangest thing that you ate? For listeners that don't know, Tom spent some time living in the country of China.
China. I was communist before I went, by the way. I didn't do communism. The food, they cook it with a lot of oil on very high heat, and you can get it at any time of day. You can come home wasted from the bar, and they'll love it. They'll be like, oh, Waiguaran, foreigner. Come eat at my noodle stand. And they'll cook. They have thick noodles, thin noodles. They go, la bula.
Like, what do you prefer?
Heat or no heat? I like the thicker noodles.
Yeah.
The wide noodles. With, oh, God. I used to get these skewers of chicken hearts. They were like, and they put the Chinese 5-spice on them and other spices too to make them super spicy. And this might get weird and disgusting, but when I first moved there, one of the guys I was working with said, like, you never really get used to the spice, but you get used to the laduzza, which translates to hot stomach, which you can extrapolate into diarrhea.
Oh.
AKA hot snakes.
Hot snakes.
There was a lot of that. And yeah, you get used to that. And it's really difficult with squatter toilets, which I went so far out of my way. I only had to use it once in China, the squatter toilet. And there was a lot of discomfort, but it was worth it. Although... and you look disgusted, but this is needs to be said.
I can't get over the hot snakes.
Isn't that gross?
It's my new favorite thing.
Yeah. Oh, the weirdest thing I ate. The grossest thing I ate was bladder because it tasted like shit. Then there were intestines, which were fine, and brain was like kind of boring. I did it so I could say I did it, and then the chicken hearts were my favorite. Absolutely, they look little meat grapes.
How was the public transportation in China? Or just the transportation in general, I guess.
You could walk out on the street and like get a taxi in like 10 seconds. I mean, depending on how racist the driver was towards white people. Because sometimes they'd see us and they'd be like, switch on their occupied light or whatever it was.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of racism there. The school on the floor above ours had like hired one black person, and like our principals and our teachers were like, what are they? They're opening up to it slowly over there, I think. But you could get a cab, the buses are on time, the train station was incredible. The speed, maglev train in Shanghai was like, could get you from the airport to the center of Shanghai in like 3 minutes, and it'd be a 40-minute cab drive.
Wow.
Yeah, so very efficient trains, and they kind of have to be, because like Chinese New Year just ended this year, and it's like 2 weeks where people go back to their hometowns and like get out of the cities, go to the train stations and the airports. The airports are a nightmare. The train station was great, except for like grandpas with like smoke on the trains and stuff.
Oh.
And there, I think I read a story. It was after I had left. There was a guy who had tried to open an escape door on a plane before they were taking off, luckily, because he just wanted some fresh air.
From the smoke?
He wanted like fresh air and he wanted to smoke.
Okay.
Because he wanted to... Don't ask me why people did the things they did in China, because there's a lot that doesn't make sense still to this day.
But it's a lot of like first generation experiences going on. So there's not like that generational knowledge that happens. Like, it's the first person in a generation, or the first generation in a lineage to own a car, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So like their parents couldn't teach them how to drive properly. So that's a lot of chaos.
Oh, it was so chaotic. They had lines on the roads too, but they were like more like guidelines. It was like swerving and like a guy turning around or like going into opposing traffic just so he could like skip up to the front of the left turn lane.
Oh, geez.
For the people who were already there. A lot of honking, and it was like you never felt more alive when you thought you were about to die. You're just like, oh, yeah. My God.
Constant adrenaline.
Yeah. It's like the Wild West, sort of. That's how I'd describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also have Tell Me More About China.
Oh, I did.
You did. So if there's anything else you want to hit there?
There's a lot. I actually wanted to talk about real quick this game that we played with the other expats.
Ooh, I like games.
Well, this was a terrible game to play, but it was like real. You got down to like, you know, who you are as a person. It was called What's Wrong With Me.
Oh.
Yeah. And everyone would have to be a little bit drunk. We only played it like twice. Because it's really kind of terrible, but it like made me think. And one person would leave the room. They would be the person who we all, everyone else in the room, the four or five of us, were like, what is their problem? And it'd be things like, he's a different person every time he gets a new girlfriend. He changes his personality to match the girlfriend, this and that, like stuff like that. And so we'd play, what's my problem? They'd come in and try and guess their problem. And every time they'd get it wrong, they'd have to like drink.
Wow.
So, yeah, those would games would go to like 6 in the morning sometimes.
A test of self-awareness and introspection.
And if they wouldn't get it, yeah. And you have to like really be comfortable, or otherwise like some, you know, some people might get mad at what other people think their problem would be, but...
Yeah. And it gives you insight into like what they think about themselves.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it was easy stuff like you leave doors open every time you leave the room or something.
And I slurp cereal when I eat it. Like I slurp the milk.
No problem with that.
I've You'd been fit in told China it's an issue.
In a great way, though. Everyone does it.
It's obviously not my biggest issue, but
yeah.
I could see that.
I was going to say, if we were going to play that game tonight, I'd be like, you know what? Chris slurps cereal. I bet he does.
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting. It's a very like open-minded game. You have to be...
It's hard to play. Yeah, it's hard to play.
It has to be the right group of people.
Yeah.
The people that aren't going to be easily insulted or hold a grudge and mm-hmm. be open to improving themselves
yeah.
based on feedback.
At the end of it all, we're like,
it's not mean-spirited.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like everyone has things that they can be better at.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again?
All the time. I love Katy Perry.
Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you ever...
do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screams, but no one seems to hear a thing?
All the time.
Oh, okay.
All the time.
Huh. Do you know that there's still a chance for you?
Yes.
Because there's a spark in you.
Say it. Say it.
Say what?
Tell me I'm a firework.
Which Katy Perry song do you relate to the most?
Oh, God. Extraterrestrial. E.T.
Featuring Kanye?
Featuring Kanye West.
Yeah.
Firework is a classic, though.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
I am a big Katy Perry fan.
She's just great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Did you watch that documentary with her? I think it was like after she had broken up with Russell Brand. I've seen bits and pieces.
That was so sad.
Yeah, because she's like legitimately heartbroken, and it wasn't just like a Hollywood thing for her. It was like real.
Yeah, Russell Brand, he's a really interesting guy.
Yeah.
Former, well, I guess you're addict. Never really a former heroin addict. Like, you're just living
with
it.
It sticks with you.
That's got to be tough, but he's like very introspective. He's very eloquent in how he speaks about addiction and like social issues. And personally, I would have liked to see them stay together as a influential couple, but
I would too. But then she went on to make, you know, another great album and
yeah,
continued her tours. It was terrible. Did you know she had, when she had come to Grand Rapids, she had canceled and postponed and postponed and postponed a bunch of times?
She did. Follow it that closely.
Oh. She had, and I made a terrible joke on Facebook when it happened because her concert was on 9/11 and she canceled because she had strep throat. And I was like, never forget, like, never Perry bailing on Grand Rapids. But she eventually came and Josh Heller invited me. Got some good seats. My good friend Michael came with us and the girlfriends came up and sat with us in the good seats. And it was awesome. We were wearing our blue wigs. That was awesome. And then Eric and I got to see her again in Shanghai at the Mercedes-Benz Arena.
Ooh.
And she brought these little Chinese girls on stage wearing matching outfits.
Aww.
And then she was like, how do I say I love you?
Aww.
And they're like, together in unison, they're like, well, I need. And Katy Perry's like, well, I need. And I was like, oh, she's talking to me. And she had huge inflatable emojis, like the taco and like the poop emoji. It was.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So if you have a question like best experience of my life, that's up there.
Hearing you talk about it is like a top five life experience for me.
Yeah. I don't know if the people can tell, but if there were a camera, they'd see my eyes lighting up because...
like a firework was going off.
Ah! Oh! Yes!
All right, next question. What if God was one of us, just a slob like one of us, just a stranger on the bus?
If God was one of us, I'd want to play What's My Problem with him.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'd be like, this guy's got a God complex. This guy's a know-it-all. And this guy's withholding. And this guy...
Why is it got to be a guy? I feel like you're...
That's on me. That's on me. That's on me. I see God as, like, a chill dude like me, I guess. I like to think I'm chill. I'm not chill on the inside, though. I like to think God would be fucked up, too. But then...
if you had to watch all the shit going on down here?
Yeah.
Or up here, depending on...
I guess if I were God, I'd be like, Like if you like knock over a beer bottle at a party, but it's a loud party, you can just walk away from it. And
you can.
If it's like not your house.
Yeah.
And
you shouldn't, but you can.
You shouldn't. And now,
he has to see that like every day.
Yeah. And is he responsible or she responsible? I don't know, man.
Next question before we.
Sure.
Run into that wall. Do you believe in magic?
I like magic. I love magic. I don't know the rest of that song.
All right. I'm
taking notes on my knowledge of lyrics.
Nope. Okay. This is a question followed by a clarification.
Okay.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me no more. Do you want me to tell you what I think love is?
Mm-hmm.
God. Love is God. Love is awesome and love is disgusting and love is amazing and terrible. Love is everything. I sound like a fucking bumper sticker, but I don't know. Love is cool. That's what my official thing would. Love is cool. I like love.
Dislike? You know, love?
No, there's a song by The Format. I love love.
That's not in a question format.
So I love being in love.
All right, next question. What's love got to do with it?
Can we talk about what is it? Life?
All right, Bill Clinton.
It depends on what your definition of is it?
Thank you.
Final answer.
All right. Do you believe in life after love?
Yeah. Yeah. Can I sing it real quick?
Sing what?
Do you believe in love after love after love after love? I can feel something inside me say, really don't think I'm strong enough for all. That's my answer.
Acceptable. Finally, the last question of the interview portion of the show, before we take a short break and then go on to the mini segments. I heard that you have an interest in sketch comedy. Tell me about that, please.
I love sketch comedy. We've performed some as PP here and there.
PP?
Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yes. My favorite improv troupe of all time.
Yes. Oh, God. That's on the record, and I love it. That's what love is.
I want it on a t-shirt.
We should get t-shirts. But sketch-wise, we've tried to do a few sketches here and there, which usually is us getting together, writing something that we think is funny and trying to memorize it so we can perform it the next day. But I've had some that I have written, and we're going to like Amy Gaskin's writing workshops the past year. I haven't been able to go this year yet, just to workshop it with people. And some of them are stupid as hell, but some of them I like. Some of them are way too complicated to ever get people to perform or film them. But I do, you know, have a dream that we could one day, you know, get a YouTube channel and like... we're taking that GRTV class.
Yeah, Josh told me about that.
Oh, he did?
I think I'm going to go...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
That
are you a member at the
awesome.
At the thing?
I am, like, the most basic level member, which doesn't get you the class discounts, but I think my membership is up relatively soon, so I can probably upgrade.
So if you like go to Wealthy Theater and you pay the $12 or whatever, yeah, that's the most basic one, and that doesn't...
Correct. Well, you don't get the class discounts. You have to go... I think it's only like $35 or $45 for the the level of membership where you get class discounts.
That's fine. I'm still excited about it. At the end of March or something, or
I don't whenever.
Remember. We'll leave that the planning up to Josh.
Yeah.
He's a planner. But yeah.
Planter?
Cool. Pardon?
Planter?
Planter? He's the planner of the planter planner? I love you, Josh.
I also love you, Josh.
That's love. That's equally, cool.
I suppose. I don't want to say I love you more than Tom does, but you should see his face. I think it, that speaks volumes.
Love is cool.
Man. All right. So that's going to do it for the interview portion. We're going to take a short break here and then come back to do a series of mini segments. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get a musical transition into the break setup yet. So if you wouldn't mind doing some sort of musical type thing like you've heard in previous episodes to get us to the break, and then ring the bell when you're done so I know to stop the recording, please.
Okay. It's the Chris N with the Grandcast. It's a podcast. If you say shit about it, you'll be in a fully bodcast.